WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's sunny and 55 degrees in Atlanta. Again, we look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 78. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. The Atlantic City Council meeting was held before a large crowd Wednesday evening, most of whom came to discuss a proposed Urban Revitalization Plan, or URP, and related tax breaks on both commercial and residential rehabilitation and new construction. While the majority of those who spoke were in favor of passing a URP, there was one written and one spoken objection. Atlantic resident Charles Griffin wrote a letter to the council dated June 26th. The letter was read by Mayor Dave Jones and listed the reason the plan should be rejected as drafted.
Number one, it would benefit a few, very limited number of citizens at the expense of the rest of the citizens. For every dollar that is forgiven, developers, and another dollar must be raised from taxpayers' compensation. Number two, if passed, the ordinance would allow the city to condemn any property to make way for private development.
City Administrator, Zoning Administrator John Lund said he was caught off guard by the number of citizens who fear the city would use eminent domain to acquire properties as part of the urban renewal plan to rid the area of blight.
The Urban Revitalization Plan has absolutely nothing to do with eminent domain. When it comes to the acquisition or condemnation of properties, these are usually abandoned, and the public is usually coming to the city begging us to tear these down. And state law requires that a number of criteria have to be met before a deed is reassigned from an individual to the city. And there's also an opportunity for a hearing before a judge to contest the city's action. When we're looking at properties to acquire, we are not looking at ones that are occupied by individuals. We have never had any interest in evicting anyone from their home.
A housing assessment conducted in August of last year by SWPCO, the Southwest Iowa Planning Council, indicated 54.7% of the houses in Atlantic were in fair to poor condition, with most having been built before 1960. The study found that meets the criteria for blight funding. SWPCO Community Development Team Leader Courtney Harder said any tax abatements the city chooses to offer would be for qualified applicants.
Basically, what we've said is if you qualify for this from a pre-application standpoint, you're not changing the whole system. So there was the five criteria in there that you had to go through and you had to meet. And maybe it's staff, maybe it's not city council that goes through and says, yep, you would meet these criteria. That does not guarantee that they would get that tax break. You'd still have to meet your building permits. You'd still have to meet your planning and zoning requirements. None of those are going to go away, even if you are pre-qualified for your potential tax abatement.
In order to be eligible for a tax abatement, the increase on the actual assessed value of the property must be at least 10%, and existing electrical must be brought into conformance with current code. All qualified real estate assessed as residential property would be eligible to receive an exemption from taxation on the first $250,000 of actual assessed value added by the improvements, as determined by the Cass County Assessor's Office. If approved, the Urban Revitalization Plan tax abatements would be retroactive to January 1st of this year. Multi-residential properties classified as commercial as of January 1st would not be included. They will instead be reclassified beginning in January of 2015. Now, the council took no action on the proposal Wednesday for discussion only. If 10% of the public feels, however, there is a need for more discussion on the matter before the council approves an urban revitalization plan, they must sign a petition calling for another public hearing within 30 days. News time is 8:04.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson True Value for all your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut Street in beautiful downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
The Harlan City Council on Tuesday approved work on the Pioneer Park walking trail. During a regular meeting, the council held a public hearing on the reconstruction project. Once the hearing was closed, the council adopted two resolutions pertaining to the plan's specification and form of contract for the walking trail. The project calls for the current trail to be torn out and replaced with a 10-foot concrete trail in the same length. Our Reconstruction Incorporated of Rockwell City was the lowest bid at slightly more than $281,000. The plan moving forward includes tearing out the current concrete in mid to late August, pouring a new pathway, and completing all the work by early September. Howery Construction has completed other such projects in Lake City and Denison. Iowa Governor Terry Branstad paid a visit to Atlantic Wednesday morning. The governor spoke with representatives of the city and council, county and hospital administrators before taking a private tour of the Cass County Memorial Hospital. During the meeting, Branstad spoke briefly about the recent storm damage in the state, but his primary focus was on health care and making Iowa one of the healthiest states in the nation. He said that starts with excellent health care close to home. Branstad said he was aware of the recent multi-million-dollar spending on renovations that have taken place at CCMH as part of that process. CEO Todd Hutspeth went into a little more detail about those changes.
You've made a significant addition here to the hospital, is that right?
We did. We put about a $25 million addition on over the last 3 years, tore down the old part of the back of the hospital and added a new inpatient wing and emergency room surgery, and I remodeled most of the rest of the facility. So really brought it up to date. And it's been a great addition.
Cass Atlantic Development Corporation, or CADCO, Vice President Pat McCurdy told the governor that the hospital plays a very important role in economic development when businesses are thinking about moving to or expanding in Atlantic.
When we bring somebody to town to look at our community, the hospital is one of the first places we go because this is a big key. It's a big puzzle, and this is a big piece of that puzzle to make it work. So the hospital is you're the biggest employer in Cass County.
We are, yeah.
Good-paying jobs, and it's a real attraction to have people locate here.
Branstad said the goal of being the healthiest state in the nation wouldn't be possible without a public-private partnership. He said that type of cooperation is a better approach than what the Obama administration is doing.
We've been doing some things with a public-private partnership, working with Wellmark and Hy-Vee and others. And then we also passed our Iowa Health and Wellness Plan, which uses combo care organizations in terms of delivery system. And we think this is a much better approach than just expanding Medicaid, which was the Obama way. And as you know, that's got plenty of problems and controversy. And so we're trying to kind of stake out our own direction, a truly Iowa plan, that Iowa Health and Wellness Plan, and so far I think it's off to a pretty good start.
As a way of leading by example when it comes to healthy living, Branstad said he's lost about 12 pounds, enough for him to wear the Army uniform he wore in 1971, while his wife has lost about 25 pounds. Branstad made other appearances yesterday in Mondamin, Ottawa, and Guthrie Center. The Trevor Frederickson Memorial Fund has announced proceeds of donations from the issuance of movie tickets in Atlantic have been donated to Wounded Warriors. Fund spokesperson Melanie Petty said they worked to help bring the Hornet's Nest movie to the Atlantic Theater for a week in June. 200 tickets were purchased by the fund, with most of them given away to veterans. Other tickets were given away to the public with a suggested donation to the Wounded Warrior Project. Nate Allen, who's featured in the movie, and award-winning journalist and war correspondent Mike Betcher, whose work is featured in the film, attended the movie's premiere in Atlantic and were able to accept a $500 donation to the Wounded Warriors Fund. But he said the Frederickson Foundation wants to thank everyone who attended the documentary and supported our troops with their generous donation. Also in the news, authorities say a camper has found a man's body in the Missouri River in southwest Iowa. Hills County Sheriff's Office Chief Deputy Spokesman Bruce Paulson said a camper found the body at around 4:45 p.m. Tuesday in the river at Lincoln's Landing Campground. That's near the U.S. Highway 34 bridge that connects Mills County to Plattsmouth, Nebraska. Paulson said the body had some clothing and identifying markings such as tattoos, but he wouldn't go into specifics. He said the sheriff's office has not received any reports recently of a missing man upriver. The body was taken to the Douglas County Coroner's Office in Omaha for an autopsy. Taking a look at national news headlines, a Georgia man accused of the hot car death of his 22-month-old son is set to appear in court today for a bond hearing. Justin Harris is charged with murder and child cruelty in the June 18th death of his son, Cooper. Harris told police he was supposed to drive his son to daycare that morning but forgot about him and drove to work. A new jobs report finds that hiring over the past 5 months has been the strongest since the tech boom of the late 1990s. The economy added 288,000 jobs in June, and the unemployment rate fell to 6.1% from 6.3%. The number of additional jobs in April and May has been revised upward. In each of the past 5 months, the economy has added more than 200,000 jobs. The unemployment rate is now its lowest level since September of 2008. And vacationers and residents are leaving part of North Carolina's Outer Banks ahead of Hurricane Arthur. The storm isn't expected to make landfall, but it could still hit the North Carolina coast hard. The storm has much of the East Coast on alert, prompting officials in Boston to hold the annual Boston Pops concert and fireworks show tonight instead of tomorrow. News time is 8:10.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson True Value for all your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut Street in beautiful downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
In our funeral announcements, Alan Tickner, age 97, of Anita, died June the 26th. Funeral services for Alan Tickner will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Anita United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has arrangements. Mickey Jameson, age 61, of Fontenelle, died Monday in Winterset. Memorial services for Mickey Jameson will be today at 10:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Robert Lawson, age 92, of Dexter, died Sunday in Stewart. Funeral services for Robert Lawson will be today at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter. Paul Peterson, age 56, of Exira, died Sunday in Omaha. Funeral services for Paul Peterson will be today at 10:30 at the Fellowship of Faith Church near Oakland. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Ruth Waters, age 85, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. A massive Christian burial service for Ruth Waters will be today at 11 o'clock at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Frederick Fritz Simpson, age 86, of Omaha and formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday. Memorial services for Fritz Simpson will be today at 11 o'clock at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Dick Zeiser, age 78, of Guthrie Center, died Monday at the Perry Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Dick Zeiser will be today at 2 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Julie Gray, age 41, of Omaha, died Friday. Funeral services for Julie Gray will be today at 2:30 at the Peace Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Johnny Ruhr, age 96, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Services for Johnny Ruhr will be held today at 3:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Dorothy Schroeder, age 83, of Griswold and formerly of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Griswold Care Center. No services for Dorothy Schroeder are planned, but a visitation with her family will be held from 4 until 7 p.m. Saturday, and that's at the Griswold Community Center. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Lawrence Floyd Bud Taylor, age 82, of Oakland, died Wednesday at his home. Funeral services for Bud Taylor will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Oakland Christian Church. Recon Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Robert Eugen, age 86, of Atlantic and formerly of Cumberland, died Saturday at CCMH. Memorial services for Bob Eugen will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Joan Wallace, age 80, of Fontenelle, died Wednesday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. Funeral services for Joan Wallace are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. And Ronald Martin, age 57, of Carroll and formerly of Greenfield, died Tuesday in Carroll. Funeral services for Ronald Martin will be held at a later date. The Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of arrangements. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you this hour by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.